From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Wednesday, September 14th. Here are today's headlines.
The Pride Center of Vermont says it won't accept an event sponsorship from Hannaford Supermarkets because the company refuses to meet with farmworker advocates. That's according to a joint statement from the Pride Center and Migrant Justice. Hannaford has sponsored the Vermont Pride Parade and Festival in recent years, but this year the Pride Center told Hannaford it would accept sponsorship on one condition, that the company respond to Migrant Justice's repeated requests for the company to join Milk with Dignity. That's a program that works to improve labor and housing conditions for dairy farm workers. In the past, Hannaford has said it's committed to the products it sells being, quote, produced sustainably and responsibly with concern for the environment, the public health, and worker and human rights. But it has not signed on to the Milk with Dignity program.
The U.S. Department of Education is investigating allegations of anti-Semitism at the University of Vermont. The Louis D. Brandeis Center and the organization Jewish on Campus filed a complaint last fall on behalf of several Jewish UVM students. It says they were harassed and discriminated against on the basis of their ethnic identity. The complaint alleges that multiple student groups excluded Jewish Zionist students. It alleges that a teaching assistant discriminated against students and harassed them online, and it includes allegations of vandalism to the UVM Hillel building, which houses a Jewish student organization. The complaint further alleges that UVM didn't adequately address these incidents, violating part of the Civil Rights Act. In an email to Vermont Public, a spokesperson for UVM said the university, quote, does not tolerate acts of bias or discrimination and would comply with the federal investigation. They also said the allegations had already been reported to the university and investigated by campus officials.
State regulators approved a budget for the UVM Health Network this week that was substantially less than what the system requested for its next fiscal year. The Green Mountain Care Board agreed to let the network raise its commercial rates by more than 14%, but UVM was seeking an almost 20% increase. UVM says its facilities are in a severe financial situation coming out of COVID and are dealing with inflation and an ongoing staffing shortage. The network's president and CEO, Dr. John Brumstead, said the board's decision was based on a, quote, inconsistent and illogical process. He said UVM might appeal the board's decision and said the network may be forced to stop hiring additional staff and make other budget cuts.
And Henry, you might have been looking up and noticing the Canada geese migrating south in recent days, but they are far from alone. According to the research consortium Birdwatch, more than 400 million birds will take flight in the lower 48 states tonight. 2.3 million will fly over Vermont, including 3,500 birds overhead in Burlington and more than 2,000 each in Rutland and Montpelier. Birdwatch says this will be a great opportunity to experience nocturnal migration by listening at night to vocal birds in flight or observing new arrivals and departures Thursday morning.
2.3 million birds. That is a lot of birds.
Get your binoculars out, Henry.
Okay. Coming up, a visit with Tom Banjo. That's after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
The season for street music is coming to a close. Sometimes you walk past someone playing on the sidewalk, and other times you stay and listen. Not too long ago, I encountered a banjo player and stuck around for a while. It's a Thursday afternoon in Montpelier. This gentle twang of a banjo and soft strum of a guitar are filling the air on State Street. The banjo player is wearing jeans, cowboy boots, a tattered red shirt, and a green trucker hat. He goes by the name Tom Banjo.
Back in the early 50s, there was hardly any banjo players up north. And I used to show up and play the banjo and then disappear, and different people had put me up. And sort of like a vagabond, and people wondered, who's this guy in old clothes, so that plays and then he disappears. A month later, he turns up.
So people just started calling him Tom Banjo, and the name stuck.
It's not because I'm a great banjo player, it's because they didn't know my last name.
His real last name is Azarian. He lives in Calais. His son Ethan is accompanying him on guitar today on the sidewalk in downtown Montpelier. He sings songs about moonshine. He sings songs about cowboys. Tom closes his eyes while he sings. Some tunes make you want to tap your foot. Others are so haunting, they make you freeze. He sings songs he says he learned while he was growing up. He's 86 years old.
A lot of them were from Appalachia, yeah. And some I just remember as a kid, you know, some of the hobo songs.
Tom Banjo has the air of someone who might be more at home in another time or another place. And yet, while he's playing, it feels like nothing could exist beyond this very moment in the afternoon sun on the sidewalk on State Street.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Elodie Reed and Howard Weiss-Tisman. And for this Wildlife Wednesday, Anna, here is the sound of a cricket on my back patio. Now, I want to specify that I recorded this track at about 6:50 p.m. while it was still light out, but this one cricket has been chirping at all hours of the day for the past, 2 weeks, and it is so audible all through my house. It's just this cricket is just everywhere.
It's trying to tell you something.
What is it trying to tell me?
I don't know. If you have any wildlife sounds to share, you can always email those to thefrequency@vermontpublic.org. Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Talk to you tomorrow. The Pride Center of Vermont says it won't accept an event sponsorship from Hannaford Supermarkets because the company refuses to meet with I'm going to make the text bigger because
you're old.
Yes. Okay.
Every episode of Brave Little State begins with a question about Vermont that's been submitted and voted on by listeners like you. What happened to all the restaurant workers? What's the deal with Vermont's fire towers? Why do people like the band Phish? Follow Brave Little State wherever you get podcasts. From Vermont Public, part of the NPR network.